It is time for Where is Art with Annie Dugan. Good morning.
Good morning, Maya. We have a fabulous week ahead. Gray outside, but it's colorful inside. So I want to talk a little bit about Makerspace. They are a great organization out in the west end part of town, over near Clyde Iron. And they believe in making things, whether it is computerized robots or carpentry or, you know, changing your oil or just get your hands dirty and get in there and get creative. And they have a class tonight and tomorrow of engraving. They have engraving machines. So tonight's class is all about engraving rocks, and tomorrow's is all about engraving glass. So, you know, think beer mugs and the rest for the glass, and think these, you know, some really funky, cool pet rocks for the others. Wednesday, I get asked probably once a day, once a week at least. You know, I have this, my aunt passed away. I have this beautiful oil painting. What do I do with it? How do I get it looked at? Where are the appraisers in town? And the Historical Society, once a month, the first Wednesday, or I guess it must be the last, second Wednesday. I don't know what Wednesday it is, but it's tomorrow, it's this Wednesday. They have appraisals at the depot with certified appraisers. So I always, you know, let folks know that's a really good way to get their artwork looked at. So that's 12 to 3 this Wednesday at the depot with the Historical Society. And then Thursday night, the Duluth Art Institute is having the fourth in a series that we're doing called Design Duluth, Design DLH. It's a conversation that we started this fall about what is Duluth's visual identity. And this one I think is going to be really special. It's ICO and Gamaji. It's the American Indian Housing Organization, and they have done an incredible job in the last few years of putting on shows featuring Native voices and Indigenous people. And when we think about, you know, what is Duluth's visual identity, you know, having that piece and being inclusive of all these different voices is a huge part of that. So Bruce White is going to be speaking about an ethnographic study that the City of Duluth commissioned to look at Native voices in our community in that sense. And then that's more of a historical study. We want to bring it up to contemporary world, so we have some artists speaking, some spoken word people. It'll be an interesting and eye-opening evening, so don't miss. That's this Thursday at ICO at 5:30. And then I want to mention, I think I mentioned this a few years ago when they first started doing it, but Glencine does these flashlight tours. And a lot of people don't realize that Glencine has an amazing art collection, visual art collection. I mean, it's an amazing, you know, furniture collection, everything else collection, but artwork was a huge piece of the Glencine. Clara she was an artist. She, both of the Congmans, commissioned artwork. They were patrons. Chester was actually on the board of the Art Institute when it first started. And the flashlight tours are the best way to see the artwork, because you can get up close and shine a light on them. You know, lighting is a little bit difficult in that space normally, but the flashlight tour is sort of the best way, in my mind, to see the artwork on display. So that's this Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9 p.m. And then I also want to mention the Art Institute is offering a fabulous weekend workshop with Arna Renan. Arna is a fabulous painter in our community. She does plein air. She does studio artwork. And she's doing a class called Drawing for Painters. You know, how do you get the right form? You know, if you had an artist that was probably most like Arna, it'd be Cezanne. You know, she really understands how you break down a scene into the most essential pieces and the most essential form. So that will be a fabulous class. So lots to do and see this week, as always, in Duluth.
Well, thank you, Annie. I love the day by day, and no excuse to not get a little art in your life.
Absolutely. Thanks, Maya.
Thanks. Have a great day. Today's Where is Art is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future.